Coming to you now is Lehem Panim with your host, Pastor Cameron Urey, senior pastor and Bible teacher at Renton Park Chapel in Renton, Washington.
Hello, welcome to Lehem Panim. I'm your host, Pastor Cameron Urey, and today is going to be kind of a special episode. I have one of our dear, dear friends, Bennett Ash, from Raymond, Mississippi, with us today. And it's funny because it's been raining outside for probably about 3 days, and there's a pond in her backyard, and it's overflowing. We received a flash flood warning on our phones last night, and just kind of reminded me a little bit of that passage in the New Testament where Jesus talks about the wise and foolish builders. And I want to read that passage as we open this morning. It says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Miss Bennett, it's so good to have you on the show with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, the central theme of this show, Lehem Panim, the Lehem Panim is actually kind of a fancy Hebrew phrase for the bread of the presence of God, the showbread, which was in the tabernacle, signifying that that bread, that life is found as we dwell before the face of God. Lehem is the Hebrew word for bread, and Panim is a plural word that is talking about the face or the faces of God. And so this morning, we're talking together, I just want to hear just a little bit from your own life. How has Jesus been that foundation for you? And how have you found life as you have dwelt before the face of God?
Well, of course, that story has been a journey for me. I came to know the Lord in a personal way as a child, not a very young child, but as a child. And life has a way of teaching you a lot. But as you go through life, what I've learned is we can choose what we focus on and what we trust in. Just as you were reading those scriptures from Matthew, one thing that jumped out at me was, "He who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice." That phrase jumped out at me as you were reading. And I thought about, we have to hear. The Holy Spirit draws us, and we must hear, read, study the Word of God. Now, when you're talking about building that house, the wise man builds his house on a solid foundation. I think of a rock or something immovable. We have no power or ability to be the rock or to form the rock. That is totally a work of God. So foundationally, everything in my life is filtered through the rock that has really nothing to do with me. It's nothing I can control. But then the wise man builds on that rock. That's where my choice of how I live or what I choose to put my faith in comes into play. I can tell you that when I first read those verses and heard that, it sounds simple. There's a rock. Of course you want to be wise, so you go and dutifully build your house on that rock. Well, that works fine until winds blow or things come along and you try to see, is everything going to stand? You know, you go through illness, you go through loss of things. We had a house fire, our house burned down. I mean, just life happens and you are shaken. Now, what I've learned is that at those times where life seems most uncertain for me, I have a choice to make. I call it, with a lot of people, a crisis of faith, not a crisis of my saving faith, but a crisis of what will I choose to focus on during this time. Am mm-hmm. I going to look around me at the storm that's blowing, or am I going to focus on the fact that I'm on a foundation that won't move?
Mm-hmm.
My house is stable mm-hmm. no matter what happens, even to me.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons we wanted to have you on the show is because you have had an active ministry ministering to people and mentoring people, helping them to get their life on that foundation. I think one of the things that has made you such a good mentor, and I've been so blessed to know you as you've poured into my life over the years, is your own experience, you know, your own storms that you have faced that have caused you to cast your roots deeper into Christ to hold you stable. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. There's a word picture that I like a lot. It talks about a tree. If you had a tree and you put it in a greenhouse where it had perfect conditions mm-hmm. to grow, it would grow. It would grow. It would flourish. It would look beautiful. But if you remove the greenhouse and put that tree out in your yard, the first, it probably wouldn't even have to be a storm, but the first winds or good rain that came along, that tree would fall mm-hmm. immediately. The reason is, when a tree is young, it has to grow roots, and the roots are grown in a tree by the wind and rain forcing mm-hmm. it to move,
mm-hmm.
and its roots dig deeper down into the soil, so that when a big storm comes, its foundation is sure, and mm-hmm. it can withstand the storm. In my life, I've had several big storms that have blown for myself and my husband. You know, we've had losses of job. As I said earlier, we've lost our home to a fire. Mm-hmm. I look back now, I went through an illness and went through treatment for it for 11 months. I look back now, I didn't enjoy those times at the time, but I look back mm-hmm. now, and while I wouldn't choose to do them again, I've never been the same, because what I have learned is that when Christ is all you have, mm-hmm. you're in a really good place.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, we don't get to where He's all we have unless something that we perceive as bad has happened mm-hmm. and we feel hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
But I have learned that in the midst of hopeless circumstances, there is hope, and we can be hopeful. I think many people fear death. We fear even death for those we love. Mm-hmm. And of course, foundational to our faith is that we have an eternity that's secure in heaven, and that's going to surpass anything really that we could imagine. And so, the older I get, which is somewhat normal at my stage in life, the less I fear anything like that. Well, I don't fear it. I mean, I don't mm-hmm. know why we would try to cling so hard to this world, you know, mm-hmm. when we have such a blessed promise awaiting us.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been through a lot, but I've seen people do it well. And even myself, there have been a few times I feel like I've gone through things well. And then there have been times I've certainly felt very shaken. We recently lost a dear friend's daughter-in-law to an illness. She had been ill for 4.5 years, and I watched their whole extended family, just including this 36-year-old woman, put their total trust in Christ. And to the very end of her life, it was wonderful. It was a... she certainly suffered, but her testimony of who Christ can be in those times was just amazing and has impacted so many for the kingdom.
You know, I love the way that you opened up today talking about hearing and obeying, and not just knowing what is right, but knowing how to actually implement that, how to do what is right. And we know that that's a deeply Hebrew concept, the Shema, Hear, O Israel. That Hebrew word Shema, it means hear, but it also means obey. It's all combined in that same word, listen. And I think as a lot of people, myself included, as we start the new year, we're so often tempted to make resolutions, and so often they fail. What is maybe some of the reason for that? Why when we build our own foundations they fail, and how does change work itself out in the life of the Christian?
Yes, that's a great point. I've been thinking about resolutions myself and whether I should even make any. But we are all so different, and I certainly am for encouraging people to have a plan, to be in the Word. It's like having a goal. If you aim for nothing, you're going to hit that every time. If you aim for something, you'll probably get close most of the time. So I certainly think for a lot of people, a plan works. What I have seen happen, and this is certainly true of my life because I'm pretty much a type A personality, is that I make a plan, and then the first time I miss that target, it's very defeating for me. And so I start to feel like, oh no, I'm not doing this or that right. And that in itself is a wrong mindset, because the Lord can speak to me through an hour of study in His Word, or 3 minutes of study in His Word, or just praying as I'm going down the road. I'm not saying only pray as you go down the road and not be in the Word, but the main thing is to start. Just, I've learned that if I will just do something, what happens is the Word, as it says, is living and active. And so when you start in the Word, you start to have more of a hunger for it, because you find that it changes your life so, and the Holy Spirit works in you so, and it's such a joyful thing, not happiness, but a joyful thing, a security for you, that you want more. So I think so many people say, I don't know where to start. Just start. Just do something. And I've even thought about before, like, I try to stay away from too much sugar, but as soon as I start with sugar, I just want more and more and more. For me, the Word is also like that. I get in the Word, and it's so fulfilling to that part in my heart and life and soul that needs the Lord all the time, that it just makes me want more and more and more.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today. It's been such a blessing to talk with you. And for those of you who are listening, we do pray that your year has gotten off to a good start. And we do want to encourage you, get in the Word, draw near to the presence of Jesus, because He is your rock. He is your foundation. And as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:11, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. And we just want to encourage you, build on Him this year. And as Ms. Bennett shared, just take those baby steps. Just take a little bit, as much as you can, and He will grow your appetite for Him as you continue to abide in His presence. Thank you for listening today. And thank you for being on the show with us.
You're welcome.
Today's episode of Lehem Panim has been made possible by Renton Park Chapel, a church that is committed to the ministry of sharing the joy of hearing and doing God's Word, and to the mission of bringing people into the life-giving presence of Jesus Christ in and through vibrant preaching, teaching, Bible study, prayer, and ministry to a world that is in desperate need of the healing touch of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry here at Renton Park Chapel, or would like to request any of our messages here on Lehem Panim, you can visit us online at rentonparkchapel.org or lehempanim.org. You can also find us on both Facebook and Twitter. We look forward to hearing from you, and thank you for listening. And may you know all the fullness of having in your life the bread of the presence of God.